Legal experts are raising concerns after conservative politicians attacked the Environmental Defender's Office by discrediting lawyers and calling for the office to be defunded. Opposition leader Peter Dutton made promises this week to defund ADO, which receives most of its funding from philanthropy, but receives a small amount of federal cash. The backlash against ADO follows a failed case against energy company Santos, in which Federal Court of Justice Natalie Charlesworth accused the groups of lawyers of confecting evidence and coaching witnesses. Australian National University scholar Andrew McIntosh says those calling for the defunding of community legal centers are often driven by other motivations and that their vested interests make the upholding of public rights an inconvenience. Shadow Minister for the Environment Jonathan Duniem told Sky News that funding the EDO is a bad policy.
And all Tanya Plibersek can say to the EDO was, "I hope they take notice." I don't think they're going to take notice. They'll keep doing what they do now. This is why a government shouldn't be funding an organisation decked to the rafters with activists who are not interested in jobs, are not interested in economic activity and don't care about our region. So that's why Peter Dutton quite bravely made the decision that we would not fund them.